Mark Myers of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. You're absolutely right. Market took a major tumble yesterday. We saw the Dow fell about 1.5%. The NASDAQ 500, which, like it, the name says, has 500 stocks in it, that lost nearly 2%. And it's now negative for the year. Yesterday, we saw only 21 stocks in the S&P 500. They were either positive or flat. And the NASDAQ, which is basically technology-ridden, that index was down almost 3% yesterday. So it was a very ugly day. We saw Bed Bath & Beyond plunge 6% after the company reported weaker than sales, drove down its earnings in the latest quarter, and eBay fell 2% on news that the activist investor Carl Icahn is backing down from his push to shake up the company. But we did see Rite Aid, the company surged 13% after reporting earnings that beat analyst forecasts. But what was really odd about yesterday, we saw jobless claims drop substantially. They tumbled 32,000 to 300,000, and that is a level that we have not seen since 2011. And you think about it, that's back before the Great Depression, yet the market still declined. And we also saw yesterday news that showed the budget deficit shrank to $37 billion in March. That's down from $107 billion in the same month last year. That's the lowest read for the month of March we've seen in 14 years, and still the market declined on that news. In Japan last night, I woke up this morning when looking at foreign markets, Japan declined dramatically last night as well. It fell about 2.5%. They finished their worst trading week since March of 2011. Last night's drop was the worst we've seen since the tsunami hit over there. But Japan, they have a national sales tax over there, and their national sales tax was about 5%, and they recently just raised that to 8%. So a lot of analysts are saying that may be the problem right there. Now, yesterday we did see a company called Ally Financial go public. This was a U.S. taxpayer-owned company. This was the auto loan company that was once the financing division of General Motors. That stock came out at $25 a share and ended up closing down about 4% to $23.98 a share. Now, with this initial public offering, the United States Treasury sold 95 million shares of Ally, and taxpayers made $500 million profit on the $17.2 billion bailout that the lender, which was then known as GMAC, required during the financial crisis. Other stocks to look at this morning are H&R Block. That stock is up this morning as they have reached an agreement to divest their bank. That stock's up about 6%. And Gap, the retailer, said same-store sales there fell about 6% in the past 5 weeks. Its shares are down this morning. And J.P. Morgan, they reported earnings that were not very good. They reported earnings of $1.28 a share, and Wall Street was looking for $1.40 a share. And that's a 19% decline from last year, so that stock is down this morning. But look at Wells Fargo. This stock is up this morning as they reported earnings of $1.05 a share, and Wall Street was looking for only 97 cents a share. Revenue was actually a little bit better than most people were expecting. Now, as far as the markets as a whole go this morning, it does look like we are on a decline again. Looks like the Dow is going to open up down about 90 points right off the bat.
And where is the bottom? That's what you'll have to find out, I guess, huh?
That's a good question. A lot of people are saying they're all over the map. We've got some analysts are saying that we could fall another 20%. Some people are saying we're only going to fall about another 3 to 5%. So we'll just have to wait and see.
All right, Mark. Thanks for the report.
Take care.
That's Mark Myers of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Visit with him right there or give him a call on the phone, of course, at 479-782-2527, 782-2527, or email Mark at mmyers@sternag.com.